Good morning. It's Monday, August 22, 2011. This is the New York Times Audio Digest presented by Audible. Here's what's happening on the front page this morning. Rebels pour into central Tripoli, declaring victory. NATO learning curve improved as government forces weakened. In today's national headlines, two governors alter their tones after political battles. The Trade Commission challenges a hospital merger. And New York prosecutor will drop case against Strauss-Kahn. In this morning's financial headlines, on Wall Street, big split on earnings forecasts. Attorney General said to face pressure on bank deal. And after Google, Motorola faces an identity crisis. There will be more business news, more national and international stories, too. A roundup from the sports page and New York Times columnist Ross Douthat. Now, from the editors of the New York Times, here are the stories on this morning's front page. The top stories written from Tripoli, Libya. Rebels pour into central Tripoli declaring victory. Insurgents say they've captured two of the Libyan leader's sons. The stories written by Karim Fahim and David Kirkpatrick. Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's grip on power dissolved with astonishing speed on Monday as rebels marched into the capital and arrested two of his sons, while residents raucously celebrated the end of his four-decade-old rule. In the city's central Green Square, the site of many manufactured rallies in support of Gaddafi, jubilant Libyans tore down posters of Gaddafi and stomped on them. The rebel leadership announced that the elite presidential guard protecting Gaddafi had surrendered and that they controlled many parts of the city, but not his leadership compound. The National Transitional Council, the rebel governing body, issued a massed text message saying, "We congratulate the Libyan people for the fall of Muammar Gaddafi and call on the Libyan people to go into the street to protect the public property. Long live free Libya!" Officials loyal to Gaddafi insisted that the fight was not over, and there were clashes between rebels and government troops early Monday morning. But NATO and American officials said that the Gaddafi government's control of Tripoli, which had been its final stronghold, was now in doubt. President Obama said Sunday night that Gaddafi and his inner circle had to recognize that their rule has come to an end and called on Gaddafi to relinquish power once and for all. He also called on the National Transitional Council to avoid civilian casualties and protect state institutions as it took control of the country. "Tonight, the momentum against the Gaddafi regime has reached a tipping point," Obama said in a statement. "Tripoli is slipping from the grasp of a tyrant. The Gaddafi regime is showing signs of collapsing. The people of Libya are showing that the universal pursuit of dignity and freedom is far stronger than the iron fist of a dictator." The shocking collapse of the Gaddafi forces appeared to signal the end for one of the world's most mercurial political figures, the leader of an idiosyncratic government that was frequently as bizarre as it was brutal. Long a thorn in the side of the West, Gaddafi had managed an awkward reconciliation in recent years, abandoning his fledgling nuclear program and paying billions of dollars to the victims of the Pan Am Flight 103 bombing, which was attributed to Libyan agents. While denying that he actually headed the government, Gaddafi created a cult of personality that centered on his Green Book, a volume that could be both as trivial as it was impenetrable. "His decades of iron-fisted rule have produced a country," analysts say, "that is devoid of credible institutions and any semblance of a civil society, a potential source of trouble in the months and years ahead." After 6 months of inconclusive fighting, the assault on the capital unfolded at a breakneck pace, with insurgents capturing a base of the vaunted Khamis Brigade, where they'd expected to meet resistance, then speeding toward Tripoli and through several neighborhoods of the capital effectively unopposed. A separate group of rebels waged a fierce battle near the Rixos Hotel, a bastion of Gaddafi support near the city center. A team of rebels there captured Gaddafi's son and one-time heir apparent Saif al-Islam. Rebels also claimed to have accepted the surrender of a second Gaddafi son, Mohammed. Rebel spokesmen said that their fighters had surrounded the Bab al-Zaziya compound, where they believed Gaddafi might still be holding out, but that they were reluctant to begin an all-out assault.